Hello, and welcome to this episode of Cargo Facts Connect, the podcast of Cargo Facts, the newsletter of record for the air cargo and freighter aircraft industries for over 40 years. I'm Jeff Lee, editor of Cargo Facts, and it's Friday, the 22nd of March. Last week, the global air cargo industry convened in Hong Kong for IATA's World Cargo Symposium in what turned out to be the biggest IATA event ever. I had the chance to catch up with Nadeem Sultan, Senior Vice President of Freighters and Cargo Planning at Emirates, to talk about his return to the Middle East, Emirates' perspective of the market, his strategy for the new and converted 777 freighters set to join Emirates' fleet in the next few years, and more. Listen in. Well, Nadeem, good to see you here in Hong Kong. Let's just, given your rich experience, how are you feeling about the freighter market right now, now that you're with Emirates?
I think the freighter market is pretty strong. I think there is an overall lack of capacity across the industry, I would say, when it comes to main deck. We at Emirates have invested quite a bit now in additional aircrafts, additional main deck freighter capacity. Namely the 10 aircraft that we have on order for conversion, the 777-300s. And we're also taking delivery of 5 new 777s from Boeing this year, which are going to replace some of our older 777s. But unfortunately, those have been delayed as well. So I think production delays at Boeing's end, and together with the delays in the conversion program, has really put a crunch in the main deck freighter capacity market at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into those specifics in a bit, but for the rest of this year, we're in mid-March, but for the rest of the year, what kind of objectives do you have for the growth and the network and all that?
So let me first start with that the year has started off very strongly. We're seeing exceptionally high tonnages for this time of the year for traditional past years, I would say. From that perspective, it looks like a promising year for air freight overall. We think we probably should expect a growth from 1-2% overall in the air freight market this year. We at Emirates are now looking at doing our annual realignment of our network. Being a combination airline, we're going to look at the balance between our belly capacity and our freighter capacity, and making sure that both of them complement each other. And at the same time, we're planning for new destinations on the freighter side, keeping in mind the new aircraft that are due to come into the fleet over the coming 12 months, I would say. And that's an exercise ongoing, and that's also one of the key reasons why I'm here in Hong Kong this week, is to meet with our strategic customers and partners to see where, the demand is and which O&Ds they would want us to serve.
Yeah. So when you're talking about the regions and the O&Ds, how is it different from, let's say, from last year?
I think one of the key differences, and perhaps not just last year, but over the last couple of years, we've seen is obviously the tremendous growth of e-commerce and the uniqueness that brings as compared to the typical freight forwarding business. And that's something that we're having to, adapt to. And I think that applies to everybody within the air cargo industry. And it brings certain, unique requirements, also a bit more stringent requirements when it comes to connection times and transit times to meet, obviously, the last mile delivery timelines that these customers have with their end customers. But obviously, we as Emirates are second to none when it comes to quality and on-time performance. So I think, we're getting a lot of requests around that, where people want to partner with us and be their partner of choice when it comes to this specific product. So this is a new, I won't say necessarily new, but an exciting, area that we're going to be focusing on over the coming couple of years.
Right, right. And of course, e-commerce being, low density but high volume is, that leads me to my next question, which is about the 777-300 conversions, which are, pretty well suited for that kind of shipment. What's the latest on the plan for these 10 conversions? Because things are a bit delayed. Well, you're talking about the production delays, but conversion side delays as well.
Yeah.
What's the latest and the timeline for these?
So the IAI has had some delays around the certification process. A number of aircrafts have already been converted, and the flight test program is ongoing. Due to the I think unforeseen circumstances in the Middle East now, that potentially or partially is driving some of this delay. We are planning now to hopefully get a confirmation on the STC somewhere in April or May. As soon as we have that, then our we are set up with our partners to initiate the conversion program, and then it's in essence 6 months approximately for the first aircraft to be converted. We have initially earmarked 10 aircrafts from our fleet. We have a sizable pool of 777-300s, and we expect more aircrafts would be converted, in the future, once the initial batch has been converted. And to your point, they're extremely well suited for e-commerce and maybe not traditional general freight, which makes it a brilliant aircraft for especially this region. I would say mainland China and Hong Kong is going to be key markets where we're going to look at deploying these assets.
Just when you said you expect more aircraft, you were talking about Emirates' own fleet, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still expecting them all 10 to be done at the Etihad engineering
site? Yes.
Okay. So I guess you were kind of waiting for the STC before sending any aircraft.
In essence, the aircrafts are being operated as we speak now.
Right.
But there is a plan that would allow immediate release of those aircrafts and straight away go into the conversion line to get them converted. So,
was there an element of given how strong the passenger market is, just you want to keep them flying passengers as long as you can?
Yes.
Until you really have to send them to be converted.
Yes. I know, absolutely. And we have obviously invested in terms of maintenance, et cetera, for those aircrafts, to be still able to continue to operate them today. We were officially, the initial batch was supposed to be delivered last year to us in terms of converted. But subsequently, of course, on the passenger side, it's been a tremendous year for Emirates, strong growth overall. So there's a lot of requirement for extra capacity and demand. At the moment, those aircrafts are going to continue to fly on the passenger side until such time that the STC is approved, and then we'll slowly start phasing them out and bringing them in for the conversions.
Right. How tricky has it been to kind of balance that contrast in demand between the passenger side and the freighter side? Because actually, in some ways, the delay has benefited Emirates as a whole, right?
I would say yes and no. It's sort of a double-edged sword to a degree. The delay has meant that on the passenger side we've had more capacity. But equally, as a combination airline, we need the freighters to feed our bellies from Dubai. And obviously when we look at the flight's performance, we look at overall revenue. That includes passenger and belly cargo revenue. It's not sometimes like for like, but it's more of a balancing act that we're trying to do. Undoubtedly, based on our future fleet requirements on the freighter side, we know we're going to look at a tremendous growth on the passenger side in terms of wide body capacity. And we need to gear up and scale up our capacity on the main deck freighter side to ensure that we can feed those bellies from Dubai.
Yeah, I guess the question is, and I mean, I'm not even going to attempt to work out the maths, is whether the company as a whole would have earned more revenue from keeping those planes flying passengers or having them converted and earning a cargo revenue. But
yeah, that's a very tricky question. Yeah. And I think, apart from the numbers, there are a lot of other strategic, aspects that are that are brought into that equation, that determine what is in the best interest, of the company. And that's something that has been done by the Emirates management very carefully. And I think, we're confident we've made the best decision for the business. And equally, everybody within the business fully supports, as soon as the conversion line is ready, then we start converting some of these aircraft to ensure we're in a good position to feed our bellies from the hub and provide our customers the much-needed incremental capacity that they need.
So are those, are you doing those one by one, at least initially?
Yes.
And then, of course, like you were saying, you have five more new 777s coming in this year. Now, in the past few years, these new deliveries have basically replaced some of the older leased frames. Is that still the case right now?
Yes, yeah, that will be the case. We're going to be phasing out some of our, for Emirates' standard, older airplanes. They're, you know, almost 12 years old, which obviously from an industry perspective is not the case. But, you know, considering our internal KPI requirements when it comes to on-time performance and technical dispatch reliability, you know, we've made that conscious choice to replace those aircraft with brand new factory built freighters that are due to be delivered. But yeah, those are going to be like for like replacement.
Okay.
Then on top of that, we are currently leasing 3 747s on ACMI as an interim solution to you know, to cater for some of the demand. And then those 10 conversions are going to be a key component. But equally, we are also now looking at you know, future next generation aircrafts in terms of main deck freighters, whether it's a 777-8F or the A350 freighter, and we're looking at both. And we see a need of I would say a mixed fleet on the freighter side in terms of you know, the current 777 production freighters, the converted 777-300s, which are going to be amazing on certain routes and certain markets. And equally, we see you know, a need for a long-haul, heavy-duty freighter that, that brings the 110-120-ton payload range.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. It's, I mean, speaking of ACMI and those 747s, an aircraft which you're very familiar with, by the way, how are those operations working out? I mean, and are these basically kind of a stopgap until you eventually decide to go for one of the new large widebody types?
I think from our fleet strategy perspective, you know, Emirates has historically always had an element of ACMI capacity within its fleet. It brings quite a bit of flexibility in terms of operations, in terms of, you know, making short-term schedule changes, you know, all those kind of things make. And from that perspective, it makes sense to always have, you know, some ACMI capacity within the fleet. And, you know, if you ask me, you know, I would foresee that to remain the case in the coming years ahead. You know, those you know, the incremental freighters that we're going to get are just going to help us expand our footprint in terms of opening up new markets, new O&Ds. You know, we're currently flying to 40 freighter destinations, and we're envisaging to increase that to 70 in the coming 5 years. And then, of course, you know, key markets where we're currently present, like, for instance, in Hong Kong, you know, we need to grow more, and we're going to, you know, deploy some of that new capacity into these markets as well to further expand our volumes.
Because you can't, I would imagine, I mean, I don't know exactly, but the slot situation is, like, the only way you can expand really is to up the capacity.
Yes, and we have had a very good relationship with you know, with the Hong Kong market as a whole, including the regulator and the airport authority. Obviously, Hong Kong is soon going to have a third runway, and that is, you know, from what we understand, going to allow for some growth. And obviously, currently with our 36 freighters a week and 21 passenger services a week, you know, we are one of you know, the key airline partners you know, they're talking to, and we envisage you know, to be increasing capacity overall over the coming years in Hong Kong.
Wow, great! Yeah. And of course, you know, overall, you'll be growing quite so significantly.
Yes.
So, lots of exciting developments to come.
Yeah, it's really twofold. So, you know, the fleet side we've briefly mentioned, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, aircraft capacity coming in, both passenger as well as freighter over the coming couple of years. But equally, you know, we're looking at really now investing into the future for our air cargo infrastructure in Dubai, you know, in terms of new air cargo terminal and expanding, you know, our current, you know, capabilities. And that's something that's going to be a key, you know, component as well of Emirates Sky Cargo's future growth strategy. Fleet is one aspect, and then scaling up and further improving our air cargo handling capabilities in Dubai is going to be something else. Volumes as well as technology, we're looking at a lot of exciting new tech, you know, AI, 3D scanners, you know, a lot of automation and robotics. So, you know, I think Yeah, the typical air cargo warehouses that we've you know known them as over the last decades or so, they're going to change in the coming decade in terms of how they're going to operate from within those four walls.
Mm. Good. Well, thank you, and we look forward to seeing the Emirates freighter fleet change as well in the coming years. So thanks again, Nadine.
No, thank you very much, Jeff. It's going to be an exciting time. And, you know, as I mentioned, that's absolutely, you know, one of my key drivers of being extremely happy to come and join. Mm. And the Emirates team is really, we've got a tremendous, plan in terms of future growth. But, you know, obviously, you know, a top quality airline, and that's something we're going to, keep a key focus on. We want to ensure, currently we're achieving 99% plus flown is booked across our network, and, you know, that's something we never will compromise on. So our growth is going to be aggressive, yet controlled to ensure that we, you know, remain at the service level that we're delivering today. But definitely exciting times ahead for Emirates Sky Cargo, no doubt.
Yeah. Good luck going forward.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
That was Nadeem Sultan, Senior Vice President of Freighters and Cargo Planning at Emirates, joining me in Hong Kong. And that's all the time we have today. For more coverage of the freighter aircraft market, visit cargofacts.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and join us again next time.